Today's service is about you.
As I was praying last night and asking the Lord a direction for today's service, you know, I was totally prepared to go in a different direction. But as usual, you know, when I'm prepared to go one way, God says, no, you're going to go a different direction. And so I want you to open up your Bibles if you have them in front of you or look up on the screen. I'm sure it's going to be misspelled all over the place again until we get this figured out what's going on with this scripture. But believe it or not, we're going to be in the book of Revelations. Or actually, it's called the book of Revelation. It's not Shuns. And we're going to be in the 12th chapter, verses 7 through 11. And it says there, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before God, our God, day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." I wanted us to realize that Satan, when Christ came to this world, and when Christ, well, Satan was cast out of heaven, when Christ came to this world and shed his blood, Satan was cast out. And he is down here on earth today. He and all his angels, we call them demons now, whatever you want to call them, his evil spirits, they were cast out of heaven. They lost that battle up there. That was their next to last stand. But now they are like Custer. Now they're trying to make their last stand. And so he is letting loose in this world everything he can to derail you and to derail me. And in the book of Revelation and other parts of the book of Revelation, it talks about martyrs that lie underneath the altar, the blood of the martyrs. And what to be martyred for something, to suffer for something, means that you have to stand up for a cause, doesn't it? If you are martyred for something, and back then it was killed, it means that you are standing up for something. And we stand up for the fact that we know that Jesus Christ came to this world, born of Mary, died, took upon our sins, died upon that cross, and was resurrected again upon the third day. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ in a nutshell. We hold fast and we live to that. We are transformed. We have been created a new creature in Christ. We have the promise of everlasting love and everlasting life through Jesus Christ. And it says here that in the book of Revelation, in the end days, it says, and they overcame him not only by the blood of the Lamb, which is in the 10th verse. Can you go back to the 10th verse? Not only in the blood of the Lamb, but by the word of their testimony. The word of your testimony. And this is where God really laid it upon my heart last night. He says, I want to hear their testimonies. And I know some of you are like, I don't like speaking in front of other people. Well, there, I know you don't. But we're going to work on it. Because there's going to come a time that you're going to have to bear your testimony to somebody else. Because we are made overcomers of this world by professing our faith. Are we not? Is that not how we overcome Satan and all his ways? Is that not how we choose to do the right thing as opposed to give in to the wrong things? We have to establish and know what is our testimony. And so I'm going to ask this morning. That's what I said when I said that this service is totally up to you. How long or how short it will go. This is what the Lord put on my heart. He wants to hear your testimony. He wants to know, what does God mean to you? What does it mean to you to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ? How has it changed your life? Where do you think your life is headed now that you have the promise of eternal life? Is Jesus Christ truly the author and the creator of your faith? Or do you have faith still in yourself? So, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. But I would like a couple volunteers this morning who would like to come up and give their testimony of what it is, what it means to you to be a believer in Christ. Artie, did I see your hand go up first? So nice of you to do that. And on the internet.
But this is a little bit different than what you're wanting, I think. But it's still a testimony because it's how we're supposed to live our lives.
Just realize, I still might ask you a couple questions.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yesterday we took Tyler and Colton to Chico to buy football shoes. And afterwards we went and had a hamburger. And I was looking at my sales slip, and it wasn't right. Colton said, "Did they cheat you?" I says, "No, they didn't charge me enough." And John says, "Well, what are you going to do? If you go back and tell them they didn't charge you enough, that cashier is going to get fired." So we talked about it a little bit. We did go back, and I went to the same cashier because it was $120 that they hadn't charged me, and that's a lot of money. But I was telling Colton and Tyler, too, "Do unto others as you want done unto you." And when I asked the cashier, "Will you get fired now?" She says, "No, I'm the head cashier." But it's a lesson, too. And I remember a couple of years ago, we had a guest minister. And he said, "You are the church out there."
That's right.
We are the church to the public, but also to our children and grandchildren.
So what is it? How long have you been a Christian?
All my life.
What has it meant to you to follow and believe and have faith in God through the Holy Spirit?
I could not live my life without my belief in Jesus Christ as my Savior. He gets me through tough times, trials. I know that there's a lesson to be learned. You may ask why, but it's not why, but what are we going to learn from this trial, tribulation, whatever?
What does Jesus mean to you?
He's my personal Savior.
And in that you find what?
Salvation.
Do you find peace, comfort?
Peace, rest? Comfort. There are times when you may be upset or whatever, but going to Him in prayer and believing and trusting, God will answer.
Amen. That's a testimony. That's a testimony. Fernando, did as one of the newest believers here, I'd like to have you. You guys have to understand, throughout the week, Fernando and I text. Oh, please. We text or email quite a bit, and it's about Scripture. Because in this young man, he has a thirst and a hunger to learn more of God's Word. And it's been wonderful. And I have this feeling inside of me that when the day comes that I have to step down, this will be your new pastor. I really feel that. I feel he will grow that much and learn that much and be blessed and filled that much that the Lord will call and put upon his heart to step up to be the pastor here. Because you know what? When God called me back in 2000, I know, it seems like so, just like yesterday to me. When God called me here, he told me that he had not forgotten the people out here, and that he started a work and that he would finish it. Well, I know I'm not the finisher of the work. The work is not finished until Jesus Christ comes again. So, Fernando, if you would mind coming and sharing what it's meant to have given your heart to the Lord and how it's changed your life. This is really pushing him through a hole. You have to hold that up.
Oh, I don't know. I can't. You know, I have to turn my back because, I mean, looking at you all kind of makes me more nervous. You know, and I'm not being disrespectful or anything. Just, you know, I'm not very much of a speaker. I mean, like, 1-on-1, 2-on-2, you know, no problem. But, like, when it's like this, you know, I just... well, I don't know where to start. Pretty much, I know that God's helped me a lot, pretty much, and like I'm like, since been baptism, I mean, it's been like a year pretty much, and I see that he, you know, works, you know, throughout my life, and I am very thankful and appreciative, because I am not the same person that I was back then, and that, I don't know, just the transformation in me, on my heart, that he has made is just, I can't even describe, you know, tell you, or, you know, have the words to, you know, to even tell you. It just, I rather, you know, show you, you know, through, you know, I guess, you know, my works, you know, my faith through my works, pretty much, the best way that I can. But, you know, just, you know, I don't know where to start. I've never really done this. You know, like, to me, my testimony is very personal to me. And, you know, just, I wasn't prepared for this. You know, just, I don't know, just ask me a question, I guess, you know, and I go from there.
Well, the reason you're not prepared is that we're never prepared for when Satan hits us. And he's always going to hit you when you are unprepared. So it's, this is why we need to practice and really solidify what our belief is. What was your life like before accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I never believed. Well, when I was raising up, you know, I was Catholic, you know, I would go to church, but never really, you know, I don't know, just nothing. I never got any, you know, like anything out of it, you know, like, there were things that I appreciated, like, you know, like sort of like, to me was like, you know, where like, you know, you go and confess to, you know, a pastor, you know, preacher, but like, I don't know, it just, to me, it was like, you know, why do I have to explain myself to this other person, you know? And like, you know, when I could just to, you know, to God, pretty much myself. But, I say, and then, you know, the repetition and repetition of prayers, you know, it's like, I don't know, I never really saw it. Like, now how I see it is like, you know, I could, my own words, and if with meaning, you know, more of an impact than, you know, saying like 10 Hail Marys or, you know what I mean? And, but I mean, before, you know, that how I am now, and I didn't used to believe in God. I would ask myself, you know, oh God, you know, like, why, if, you know, if there is a God, why does he let, you know, such things, you know, like bad things happen in the world, sometimes even to good people? And, you know, that's how I was pretty much. And like, I guess it took me to go through some hardships and trials to where like he opened my eyes and showed me pretty much how wrong I was. And that showed me that he's always been there since the beginning. It's just I was blind. And like now that, I mean, it's been, let's see, a year since my baptism. But before my baptism, I was 2 years where I was looking, and like I would watch sermons on TV, because there was a point in my life where I pretty much kind of closed, like, kept to myself, you know. 2 years, I would be at the house, and I kind of in my own little, like, pretty much own little cage. And, you know, I would hear about God. Actually, my brother was the one, through him, that I saw he, you know, he had this, you know, my brother also was the same and went through kind of similar struggles as me. And I'd see him, you know, he started going to church, and then I'd see, you know, pretty much how, you know, he kind of changed him. And, you know, I kind of wanted the same change, and I wanted to better myself, not just you know, be in this little cage, like, how do you say, fetal position, you know, mm-hmm. like, and, you know, it was sad to me, and pretty much God, like, he opened my eyes, and he loved me, showed me love. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, and it's still kind of like showing me more and more, but like how I see it is, it takes like me, what I like learning off seeing, pretty much like seeing my brother go to church, seeing, you know, like, for example, over here, John, you know, like playing music, singing, like, I see in others kind of like what I kind of want to like be, like, and I don't know, just.
Well, scripture says, seek and you shall find.
Yeah.
Ask and it will be given to you.
Yeah, the thing with that too is like exactly how it says, you know, if you seek, if you truly seek and you, you know, seek the Lord, you will find him.
Amen.
Doesn't matter where. Pretty much in a, you know, or what church it is, Christian, Catholic, whatever, if your heart really is out to search and look for God, you will find him. If you pray and with like a sincere heart, you know, not just like, oh, you know, this has happened to this person, oh, you're just gonna pray, but if you really mean it, and if, you know, you pray with your heart, God does listen and he does answer prayers. Kind of reminded me yesterday, went to Yuba City with my little brother. I got a haircut yesterday, and I told my little brother, he's all like, you know, oh, you know, oh, your ear looks cool, you know. I was like, okay, you know. And I went to Yuba City because I wanted to get me some new church shoes, pretty much. And my I saw my brother, he liked it, and I was like, okay. So I went and took him to go get a haircut too. And I saw this one man. He was asking for money, pretty much, and, you know, like, we were leaving, and, you know, passed by, and he goes, like, oh, you know, anything will help, you know, he had a sign that said, anything will help, and usually I have changed, you know, my, where I put my drinks, the little, what do you call that?
Compartment,
yeah, you know, quarters, stuff, usually that I hand out, you know, to, like, people, you know, I see right there, like, in that little area, pretty much, by Walmart. And, you know, I'll give him something, and I didn't have no change. And so we passed by, and I was like, oh, dang, you know, like, I don't have anything real quick, and there was cars behind me. And then he goes, oh, well, you know, pray for me. I was like, my name is Tony. And then, you know, I was like, oh, you know, dang, you know, that's, you know, it made me feel like, you know, I was like, okay, you know, he, like, you know, I didn't have money to give him, but, you know, he was asking for prayer, and, you know, we could all give prayers, you know. And so then, you know, I was thinking about him for a little while, and then I went back, and I, you know, I got $3, and, you know, out of my pocket, you know, like my dollar bills, and, you know, it was $3, and I ended up turning around, and I came back to him, and he goes, like, oh, hey, you know, I was like, here you go again. I was like, oh, here you go. I was like, oh, he goes, that was fast. He goes, sometimes God does answer prayers fast. Faster, you know, than, you know, but, I mean, you know, I really, you know, I was like, you know, it does, you just, sometimes it is faster, sometimes we got to be patient, and, how do you say it, constantly praying, you know, like, asking for, you know, he's not, sometimes, you know, he won't give it to you right then and there, because he wants to see if you really want it, you know, and that's where, you know, we prayer, and, you know, with our hearts. And, you know, he answers prayers. And, you know, just that yesterday was my little thing. And my brother, you know, he's just. And then, yeah, we're when we gave him the money, he goes, like, oh, and by the way, he goes, like, oh, you guys are looking good. He's like, because, you know, your brother got a haircut. And then he kind of gave a little compliment. You know, it was like, you know, it was nice. It was, you know, we did it, you know, trying to teach my brother, you know, do it out of the kindness of your heart. And, you know, like, it feels good, you know, doing things. You know, like that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? You just gave a mini sermon, by the way.
A mini sermon.
Thank you very much. I wanted to read you. This is the growth that I've seen in this young man. We were reading in the book of John, and he was talking about Lazarus and a few other things. He says, and the other part that wowed me was John 23, reading 20, 21 through 23, when he was talking to the disciples. It is that through the receiving of the Holy Spirit that God gives the power, if it's okay to use that word, of forgiveness to his people. Because when I read it and I understood it correctly, it was like, wow, that's a lot of power and responsibility. Makes me also think of when he talks of having faith as small as a mustard seed, the power to move mountains and uproot mulberry trees. Makes me think, dang, there's a lot of power that he bestows upon us if we believe and have faith in his name. And that if we as Christians even realize, and that all we need to do is have faith as small as a mustard seed, it's just mind-blowing stuff. Because only he can forgive sins, and we too must also forgive others so that we may be forgiven, like he says. But what is it when he says, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained, makes me think also it's like sort of a negative effect on other people's lives, if you know what I mean. This to me is like some deep thought, powerful stuff, and that power of this should be used wisely and righteously, and I would like more understanding on this. Somebody's got the Holy Spirit working inside of him. Because not only did he give him a mini sermon right here, you gave the sermon of silver and gold, heaven, but what I do have, I give to you. You gave him prayer. You gave him hope. And then God said to you to give him money. And then you gave him money. That's the power of a testimony and how it influences other people. I'm going to pick on you this morning. I want you to come down. No, I'm not kidding you. What's it like to you or for you to follow God on a daily basis?
It's really, it makes my life easier. When I don't follow God, when I don't put him first, it seems like my day just is chaotic and things don't go as planned. Everything just seems to just go every which way, but which way it should. Here for a while, we would go to church, hit and miss. We'd either be late or we just were lazy, 15 minutes late. Well, we won't go today. Or we just slept in, and the whole week was just totally off. And for me, I know for myself and my family, when we're here, with our church family and we put God first, the week just goes smoother. Our attitudes are different. There's just more love in the house, the family, and just everything just goes so much smoother. It's got to be God first.
What difference has he made in your own life?
In my own life, he's made a huge impact, not only on my attitude, but just in the way my thought process, the way I am towards others, the way I raise my boys, just the family life, just life in general, my whole outlook. He's changed my life. I used to go down a destructive road. Everybody knows, about my past, but he turned me around, and it's by the grace of God that he saved me, and I'll never go back down that road. I love my life now. I love my family, and I love the direction that he's leading me.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I saved my wife for last. See, she didn't always follow after the Lord, just like I didn't always follow after the Lord. And she has to travel this road with me. That's the thing about being a pastor's wife. It's usually not your calling. It's your, I got to go along with it. So I kind of wanted to have her come up this morning and share with us her testimony about what it's like to now be a believer in Christ and following and living by faith.
Well, I've always been, I believe, a follower of Jesus Christ. I was raised like that. I'm very blessed to have parents that raised me that way. However, I did fall on the wayside, and I won't go into all my stories because I've been
there's
there.
There's not enough time.
Yeah, there's not really. However, I think the blessing in it all is that no matter what I was going through throughout all those, you know, turbulent times in my life, the Lord was always there knocking on me and really saying, you know what's right. And I think that's what saved me, because I had a lot of, in fact, I know that is. I sat down and talked with Marty a couple weeks ago. We were talking about it, and just some incidences in my life where I know that Jesus Christ was there and made sure that I would make it to tomorrow. So, and I believe that, you know, he's our rock. He's our salvation. He does give us that peace. And I can say without him in our lives right now, I think I'd be crumbling under the everyday things that we go through. And I could say that honestly, because it's not easy in the place that we're in right now, and to not have him would just be devastating. So I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is a reason and that we will be brought through this. And I don't know what else. I mean, I had a conversation. I'll just share this, because I just believe that every single day, like Artie was saying, we do. My mom said one time, we are the Bible to others. And I believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And we've been dealing with our ex-daughter-in-law, Annabelle's mom, is going through a really rough time right now. And she's just in a really tough spot. And she texted me yesterday and told me a few things that were going on in her own family and how they, you know, she was being treated. And the only thing I could think of, Jesus just said to me, tell her she needs to pray for them. So I said that. You need to pray for them. And she said, that's just going to be hard. And I said, well, my next thing to her was, God never said it was going to be easy. And these are the things that he puts us through so that we grow and we become better. And so those are the little things along the day, like Fernando was talking about, coming across somebody. You just never know when there's going to be someone else out there, and you need to be Jesus to them. And so that's every day, that's all I strive for, is to be better, be more like Jesus, continue to have those same, you know, the attitudes, the attributes that he had, and hope that in some way, shape, or form, it's going to make a difference in someone's life. That's, you know, because it did in mine. So someday, if you want to hear the whole story, we'll sit down for a whole day. But not right now.
So there you have it. These are real testimonies. Not that sometimes when you're called upon to give a testimony and say, you know, I just want to say I love the Lord and sit down. That's a nice short little testimony. But our testimonies have to come from deep within the heart to really let people know what it's like having that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because by doing so, we gain our faith we get our faith to become even stronger than what it is. That was one of the things last week that I should have mentioned on what grows your faith even more. It's by professing your testimony to other people. Somebody should say, well, you're a Christian, and you say, yes, I am, and here's the reason why. Bam. Offer your testimony up. If they open the door, you just simply walk through it. I hate the thought that I pass from this place someday, and the Lord says to me, Marty, why didn't you work with them on giving their testimony? Because they too need to overcome. They had the same trials, the same tribulations. And the more we grow in the Lord, the stronger and closer we get to him, the more those trials and tribulations will become. Because like I said before, Satan's a coward. And he will use any and everything possible, the things that are closest and most dear to you, to get you to be mad at God. But it is through your steadfast love, through your testimony and your faith, that you hold on to that love.